another thing which used to happen around here, which not many people know about, is during the war, as you know, there would be a lot of casualties and wounded men, soldiers, all of all, Navy and airmen. And one of the main things that they used to feed them to boost up their energy was seagull eggs. I mean, I've actually tasted a seagull egg, and you know, it tastes a bit fishy, but apart from that, it's just like a great big fried egg. You know? And my grandfather was hired by the War Department to go out onto the islands offshore here, where the seagulls would be breeding, and they would take, I think they would take one egg out of each nest. They didn't want to decimate the breeding system, you know. And they would have these special boxes made, which would probably be lined with straw, whatever, and all the eggs would be laid in these boxes separately so that they wouldn't break. And of course, they'd get literally hundreds, if not thousands, of eggs. And I remember my uncle, who was only young then, my grandfather would be in charge of the boat, but they would go out and go on the rocks on the island, and they would have a bag each, and they would literally fill the bag with seagull eggs. And, you know, be very careful, because if you break one, they smell, it's been awful. And they would bring them back on board the boat and then put them in these boxes, crates. And, of course, they would be stacked up. They'd get as many as they could on the boat. And my grandfather, literally, he could just about see the bow of the boat from, because they would be stacked up in front of him, you know. And they would be brought ashore, where I would imagine there'd be a wagon of some kind, a truck, you know, would take these away. I don't know where, but probably the hospitals or where these men used to recuperate from. And they would, I don't know how they made omelettes or something. I don't know. The boat that my grandfather had was, they classed it as what they call an auxiliary lifeboat, because during the war, you know, the official RNLI boats were around, but these small harbours, which didn't have a lifeboat, because he had a motorised boat, if there was any casualties out in the bay, that a ship sinking or whatever, well, he would be asked, can you go out to save lives? And so they were given a little retainer for their job. But that would be worked under the War Department, I would think, yeah.